Seems like every airline seat is full, but fares have been under some pressure, and airline stocks have not fared well, by and large, this year on Wall Street. American's down 22%, Southwest down 6%, JetBlue's off 15%, Delta's slightly ahead, and United is up pretty good. But maybe that's going to change. It looks like some interesting comments out Tuesday from senior analyst at Cowen, Elaine Becker, have stimulated some interest in the industry again. Elaine Becker is managing director of Cowen and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You've been watching these a long, long time. I know it because you've been doing it on and off for us. I thought this industry finally had its act together, and there was an oligopoly, and all they could do was print money. What's the challenge?
They are printing money. I think that, I think your observation is terrific. And what I would point out is that the big difference between maybe what we're seeing now and what we've seen in prior years is that the airlines were very quick this year to reduce capacity growth and raise fares as oil prices were going up. That said, it still takes 6 months, 4 to 6 months, in order for higher fares to be reflected in ticket prices. In part because it's not a one-for-one relationship. Oil doesn't go up a dollar, so ticket prices go up a dollar. That's really not how it works. And airlines generally watch the oil price, and then when it gets to a level where their margins are getting squeezed, they start to raise ticket prices, and then if it keeps going up, as it did this year, from 50 to 70, they then come back, and Brent is closer to 80, they come back and they start to cut capacity growth, which is exactly what's happened this year. So it's working. It's just that I think the weakness in the stocks are partly related to higher energy prices. I think they're related to concerns about the U.S. economy and trade wars. And I think it's also related to the fact that the airlines don't provide as much information as they used to.
Yeah.
So there aren't as many data points to trade around.
You know, you bring up interesting points talking about fuel and about fares. Of course, the other part of the equation is labor costs. And we've got a bunch of unions now that are uniquely, for the last 30 years, in a position of bargaining from strength rather than weakness. That puts pressure on the airlines too, doesn't it?
It is, absolutely. I think Delta would tell you that their employees have received an 80% pay increase over the past decade. I think if you look at pay rates today versus the, sort of pre-recession levels, you'll find, and pre-bankruptcy levels, you'll find that the employees of the airlines have pretty much recouped all that they had to give up.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, they're not getting the pension plans that they were getting before, but they're getting profit sharing, which is obviously adding to earnings. It's a little bit more variable, but base rates, especially for pilots, are very high and back to pre-recession levels.
And it looks like the barriers to entry are up again, too. It used to be that anybody could get together three or four old DC-9s or MD-80s or something and start up a new airline. That's tougher now. But there are some spirits out there and others that are keeping some pressure on the major carriers, aren't they?
So, yes. The way I look at it is Spirit, Southwest, Allegiant, Frontier are out there to keep the major airlines honest and to keep them from getting fares out of control. I think what we're seeing is they keep the entry point for low fares in a reasonable range. Not all of them have first-class cabins. Spirit, you can get the big front seat. But the others, it's one cabin, and they don't have differing pricing levels the way the majors do with basic economy, premium economy, and first class. So you can pick your price point. And, the millennials especially, we find, want the experience, so they don't want to pay a lot for an airline ticket.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rather pay the littlest amount possible for an airline ticket and save their money for when they get there.
What's the success, in the case of the majors, with these cheap seats, the ones that are priced to compete, I guess, directly with, you know, with the spirits of the world, no frills and pay if you want to carry on a bag. Is that a fad or is that something that's going to be around for a while?
Well, as long as I feel it's something that will be around for a while. As long as you have the success of the ultra low cost carriers, you're going to have the major airlines have to figure out a way to compete with them. And the way to do that is to have a basic economy fare, and you kind of can pick what you want. You know, it's not like hotel chains, right? It's hotel chains have different price points at for everybody. With airlines, it's one cabin, and so it's hard to differentiate the fact that I paid less than you might have paid. And the only way to do that is to, you know, offer everybody a cheap seat, and then you kind of add what you want. Likewise, if you book your trip, you know, 3 months for a trip 3 months from now, and I wait 3 months and book my trip the week before, if all the good seats are taken and I'm a frequent business traveler and I wind up in a middle seat in the back of the plane, that might not do it for me. Oh, yeah. And so I think that's part of the plan to capture the millennials who just want to get there and capture business travelers who, you know, don't know what their plans are, or even if they do know what their plans are, wait to book.
Hey, let me ask you one last question. Looking at right now, who are your buy candidates? Who do you have buy ratings on right now?
So Alaska Air Group, American Airlines, Delta, Southwest, Air Canada, SkyWest, and Volaris.
Wow.
Among the airlines.
So
we're pretty optimistic about the group this year. I mean, obviously, we would have liked American and Alaska Air to perform a little better. We always thought Alaska was a second half 2018 story because of the merger with Virgin America. The costs to do the merger were always going to, it's always costly. The costs come up before the revenue benefits come up. Right. So now the revenue benefits are starting to hit. The industry in general is having a great summer. Fares have gone up. I think a year ago this time, the lowest fares were $49 and $59 one way. We're seeing fares as low as $64 and $69, so they've gone up. Capacity's come down, which is huge for these guys. We're heading into, you know, the shoulder season, September, October, and then we go into the holidays. People don't always fly for Thanksgiving. People don't always go home for Thanksgiving.
Right.
They always go home for Christmas. And so we're expecting a good year. We'll see what happens next year. But it's been a really good year for the industry, I think.
Indeed. Helene Becker's managing director and covers airlines for Cowan and Company. Thank you very much for the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.